Ntambama nje sithanda ukuba sinibingelele nonke ngegama lenkosi yethu Jesu Christ.
What a wonderful afternoon.
Kwintambama esimanga.
You are tired. You want to sleep.
Ukhathele.
You're drowsing away. But now it's time to wake up.
Ukhathele, usuthi kakhulu uyazela.
It's a wonderful time. You only have to do it maybe once this week. So wake up, listen, what does the Lord want to say?
Akusinto ejwayelekile mhlambe nje uvuka kanye nje namhlanje kodwa awuphaphameke manje ulalele lokhu uNkulunkulu
afisa. Greetings to all of you across South Africa and across the world.
Siyanibingelela nonke kuleli lakithi ngisho nasemazweni aphesheya.
And I believe, I trust really, after having heard these services, especially this morning, I said to myself, how on earth can you live and go through this world just you with your family or with your nation without having some other nation involved in your life?
Impela emva kokuba umuntu ezwe lezi inkonzo ngineqiniso kakhulu emva kwenkonzo esizwile ekuseni. Ngibe nalokhu umbuzo ukuthi konje umuntu uhamba kanjani, uphila kanjani nomndeni wakho wedwa, noma uphila kanjani kulo mhlaba uyisizwe nje sakho wedwa, singekho esinye isizwe ozimbandakanya naso.
And we have got a privilege in our country, in this revival, that God has put us together with other nations. You are losing out totally. And my friend, and one day, and you will be sorry that you've ever left this place.
Sinenhlanhla thina ezweni lakithi ukuthi sinendawo efana nale la zonke izizwe zikwazi ukubuthana khona kule mvuselelo. Impela ngolunye usuku uyoba nokuyisola ukuthi konjwe wayishiyelana indawo efana nale.
What I heard this morning, I said in my heart and I made an agreement with the Lord. Here in this morning I said, Lord, that what I've heard I will do by your grace.
Impela namhlanje ekseni ngibe mangilalele lenkonzo ngaba nesinqumo ngaba nesivumelwano phakathi kwami noNkulunkulu ngathi inkosi lokho engikuzwayo kuyilokho engifisa ukuba ngikuphile.
Let us pray.
I stand us.
Our heavenly Father.
Baba wethu osezulwini.
We come to you through your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ and Savior.
Siza kuwe inkosi ngendodana yakho ezelwe yodwa inkosi yethu Jesu Christ.
We ask you and we plead that you would bless this time.
Siyacela Nkosi, siyakunxusa ukuba usibusise lesi sikhathi.
Often humanly it's the most difficult time to listen to things.
Empeleni ngokobuntu kuyisikhathi ekuyisikhathi esithi isikhathi esinzima ukuba umuntu akwazi ukulalela.
But Lord, may it be so different. May it be otherwise.
God,
where you come to be with us. And oh, what a blessed time it will be.
Kodwa Nkosi siyakunxusa ukuthi ngomusa wakho uze uhlanganyele kanye nathi. Impela Nkosi uma sewufikele kuyoba isikhathi esibusiseka kangakanani.
We pray that you'll bless everything by your grace that will be done.
Siyakhuleka Nkosi ukuthi ubusise konke okuzokwenziwa.
Amen.
Amen.
Now this, we've got a special afternoon. So call your friend in, call those others in that's still outside. Call your wife and that's always busy. Call her and she's got a special meeting today.
Sinentambama esimanga ebusisekile enomcebo omkhulu. Manje ubize bonke abasematasa ngaphandle. Umbize nonkosikazi wakho ohlala ematasatasa.
So while they're coming, we'll ask the Heckel family to sing for us.
Bese zake sibaqoqa sesizocela umndeni wakwa Heckel kuba usikhonze ngomculo.
I hope and pray that maybe even next time I will sing with my frog voice and my family, because this really encourages me when I see this happening before me.
Umalumuthi uyakhola uyathemba futhi ukuthi ngesikhathi esizayo uyokwazi kuba naye akwazi ukuhlanganyela nomndeni bacule noma yena engaphiwe kahle eculeni.
Thank you.
Siyabonga.
Vater, ich will dich preisen, Großes hast du getan. Was wir heute von dir hörten und was wir heute sahen, Vater, ist Grund zum Danken. Vater, wie groß bist du! Menschen, sie sind in deiner Hand. Vater, wie groß bist du!
Dein Sohn kam auf die Erde, Wunder hat er getan, Sonne, das Frieden werde und Liebe wieder sein.
Jesus, du gabst dein Leben, gingst für uns in den Tod, hast uns die Schuld vergeben, wie groß auch war die Not. Du sandest deinen Heiligen Geist mitten in diese Welt. Er nur er ist es, der den Weg uns weist und uns im Glauben hält, Glauben hält. Das ist uns Grund zum Danken. Vater, Vater, wie groß bist du! Menschen, Menschen, sie sind in deiner Hand. O mein Vater, wie groß bist du! O mein Vater, wie groß bist du!
Christian homes, homes where the Bible is loved and taught, homes where the master's will is sought, homes crowned with beauty thy love hath wrought. God, give us Christian homes. God, give us Christian homes.
Homes where the Father is true and strong, homes that are free from the blight of wrong,
homes that are joyous with love and song.
God, give us Christian homes.
God, give us Christian homes. God, give us Christian homes.
Homes where the mother in queenly quest strives to show others thy way is best.
Homes where the Lord is an honored guest. God, give us Christian homes. God, give us Christian homes. Give us Christian homes.
Homes where the children are led to know Christ in his beauty who loves them so.
Homes where the altar fires burn and glow.
God, give us Christian homes.
God, give us Christian homes.
Vielen Dank.
Siyabonga kakhulu.
They say a family that prays together stays together.
Kuthiwa umndeni ohlala ndawonye uthandaza ndawonye.
And I think a family that sings together is maybe even more bonded.
Ngiyakholwa futhi ukuthi umndeni ocula ndawonye kuba nokuxhumana nobunye futhi kulomndeni.
It's wonderful.
Kuyisimanga.
Now this afternoon we've got a special session.
Manje kule ntambama sinenkonzo noma nohlelo olukhethekile.
And I'm privileged to be able to do it.
Manje mina nginenhlanhla ukuthi kube yimina oqondisa lo hlelo.
Because this afternoon, two of our fathers will talk.
Ngoba kule ntambama obaba bethu ababili abazokhuluma.
It's grace, and for us that are following, it's an example to have fathers that have gone ahead and have stuck to this gospel.
Kumusa kithina, thina esisakhula silandela kubo. Ukubabona bona behleli kuleli evangeli benganyakaziswa.
And may just the, us seeing them grant us such a fervor, such a desire that we might also in our old age follow their example.
Ukubabona behamba phambi kwethu beqhubeka kusiqunga amandla, kusiqunga isibindi. Ukuthi nathi sizifisele ukuthi esikhathini sokuguga kwethu nathi sibambelele singachezuki endleleni.
So our first father, that's how we'll call him, is Uncle Robbie Meder.
Ubaba ke sizomcela, sizocela ubaba Uncle Robert kube
uyena. We know him many, many years.
Simazi iminyaka eminingi.
Close friend of our my family.
Sorry.
Close friend.
Umngani oseduze nomndeni wami.
And he has been true to the Lord, I would say, right to the end.
Kingasho ngithi ube seqinisweni wabambelela kuNkulunkulu kuze kube sekugcineni.
So now we'll hear Uncle Robbie.
Sesizoshiyela kuyena silalele kuye.
Ein ganz lieber Gruß an alle, die zuhören. Von eurem treuen Christen in der Schweiz. Der noch kein Gotteskind, aber ein natürlicher Sünder war.
Hearty greetings from somebody who is a true believer from Switzerland, who was out of nature a sinner.
Imkhonzo evela kumuntu oyikholwa ngempela oqhamale eSwitzerland ngokwemvelo obeyisona.
Ja, also noch kein Gotteskind, aber ein natürlicher Sünder, so wie wir alle von Natur aus sind.
No child of God, but as we are out of nature, we are sinners.
Engeyena umntwana kaNkulunkulu njengoba kunjalo ngokwemvelo siyizona.
Das Thema der Elternkonferenz, die heute zu Ende geht, heißt von Gott gerufen, Adam, wo bist du?
The theme that we have been hearing these days and which will end today is Adam, where are you?
Isihloko besilokusizwa kulezi insuku njengoba kuzophethwa namhlanje sithi Adam ukuphi na?
Adam und Eva hatten von der Frucht gegessen, die Gott verboten hatte.
Adam and Eve ate of that fruit, which God said they may not eat of.
U-Adam no-Eva badla kuleso sithelo uNkulunkulu ayethe bangadli kuso.
Das war also die erste Sünde, die von einem Menschen getroffen oder gemacht worden ist.
And that was the first sin which was committed by man.
Leso kwaba isono sokuqala esenziwa ngumuntu.
Es war wie ein kleiner Tropfen von ganz argem Gift, was in einem Becher gezogen werden sollte.
And that was a drop of poison that came into the beaker. Into the cup.
Kwaba yilelo consi lobuthi elaconsela enkomishini.
Mein Hauptpunkt ist nun der, dass Jesus viele Jahre später in Gethsemane, im Garten Gethsemane, dreimal zum Vater gerufen hat.
My main point is that when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he cried out three times to his father.
Iphuzu lami ke lisemqoke leli lokuthi ngesikhathi uJesu eseGetsemane wakhala kathathu kubaba.
Er rief dort, wenn das möglich wäre, dass dieser Kelch von ihm weggenommen werden könnte.
He cried out, if it is possible, that this cup would be taken away from him.
Wakhala wathi uma kungenzeka lesi sitsha masedlule kuyena.
Er muss schon davon getrunken haben.
He had already drunk of it.
Ubeseke wasinambitha waphuza kusona.
Das sein Schweiß wurde wie Blutstropfen.
His sweat was like sweat of blood.
Umjulo wakhe waze waba njengamaconsi egazi.
Und es kam, dass mit dem Tode ran.
And he had to wrestle with death.
Kwadinga ukuthi alwe nokufa.
Ein Engel kam und stärkte ihn.
And the angel came and strengthened him.
Waze kwehla ingelosi izomqinisa.
Durfte ja jetzt nicht hier sterben, was wohl dem Teufel seine Meinung war.
He wasn't to die here, that which was intended by the devil.
Why ngezile ukuzofa kuleso sikhathi ayekusona, ngoba phela lokho kwakuhloswa uSathane.
Musste rauf nach Golgatha, ans Kreuz.
He needed to go up to Golgotha, to the cross.
Akusadinga ukuthi aye eGolgotha esiphambanweni.
Auf dem Weg den Hügel hinauf musste man ihm helfen, das Kreuz zu tragen.
And as he was ascending that hill, they needed to help him to carry the cross.
Ngesikhathi edonsa leyo ntaba kwadinga ukuthi bamlekelele ukuze athwale isiphambano.
Das ihm von den Pharisäern aufgelegt war.
That cross that was put upon him by the Pharisees.
Leso siphambano ayesithweswa abaFarisi.
Wurde ja geschlagen und gepeinigt, dass schon schwach wurde.
He was beaten till he was weak.
Washawa waze waphelelwa amandla.
Und hat schwer gelitten darunter.
And he suffered under this.
Ehlupheka ngaphansi kwaso.
Auf Golgatha wurden ihm drei Nägel eingeschlagen, eine in diese Hand, in die andere Hand und in die Füße.
And on the cross, there were three nails, one for the one hand, the other nail for the other, and the third nail for the feet.
Esiphambanweni zazintathu izibikili, kukhona ezesandla, kukhona ezesinye isandla ngapha, bese kube khona esenyaweni.
Wie nun Jesus schon darauf am Kreuz hing, wie hatte gelitten? Das muss ganz schrecklich gewesen sein.
And how he suffered as he hung on the cross.
Nokuthi wahlupheka kangakanani esikhathi lenga lapho esiphambanweni.
Stundenlang ist am Kreuz gehangen und hat so schwer gelitten, bis ausrufen konnte, nachdem den Kelch getrunken hatte, dass ausrufen konnte, es ist vollbracht.
And after those hours on the cross where he could cry out, it is finished.
Emva kwalawo mahora esiphambanweni wayesememeza wathi kufeziwe.
Mein Bruder, meine Schwester, hast du je so gelitten, Gemeinschaft in seinen Leiden gehabt?
My brother, my sister, have you suffered and been one in his suffering?
Mfowethu, dadewethu, ngabe wena umunye yini naye ekuhluphekeni kwakhe na?
Wie es geschrieben steht im Philipperbrief, Kapitel 3, Vers 10, mit ihm zu leiden und für den Tod vorbereitet zu sein.
As it is written in Philippians 3, verse 10, that we suffer together with him in preparation for the death.
Njengoba kulotshiwe encwadini yabasefilipi yesithathu ivesi leshumi ukuthi sihlupheka naye silungiselelwa kufa.
Nun, ich bin jetzt der Geschichte vorausgeeilt, aber hier noch einige Punkte vorher.
Now, here is what I actually wanted to bring to you.
Naku ke empeleni engithanda ukuthi ngilethele khona.
Es bleibt mir unvergesslich, wie Gott mir eine Lektion erteilt hat, wie gefährlich das Wirken für den Herrn aus eigener Kraft ist.
It was revealed to me that if we work for the Lord out of our own strength, how dangerous this is.
Ngiyangambulela ukuthi uma sisebenzela inkosi ngamandla ethu ukuthi lokho kuyingozi kangakanani.
Es war wie die Stimme einer Grammophonplatte in meinem Inneren, die wieder und wieder dasselbe Wort sagte: Ich bin der Herr dein Gott.
It was as if it was a gramophone that played it over and over and over again. I am the God.
Kwaba sengathi kudlala igramafomu kumele lokhu iphindaphinda ithi mina nginguNkulunkulu wakho.
Endlich fing ich an, mich mit dieser Stimme zu beschäftigen.
And I was then busy with this voice.
Bese ngilokhu njalo ke ngiyimatasatasa naleli phimbo engilizwayo.
Ja, ich dachte, ja, Herr. Das habe ich schon in der Sonntagsschule gelernt, aber was bedeutet das heute für mich?
And I said, yes, Lord, that is what I had already learned in Sunday school, but what does it mean to me now?
Athi yebo Nkosi, lokho ngakufunda kusontosikole, kodwa kuchazani kimi ke njengamanje.
Was willst du mir sagen? Ich will keine anderen Götter neben mir haben.
Lord, what do you want to say to me? I do not want any other gods beside me.
Kosi ufuna ukuthini kumina? Angifuna abanye onkulunkulu ngaphandle eduze kwami.
Es hat Stunden gedauert, um mich selber zu prüfen und zu fragen.
And for hours I was testing to see at my life what it was like.
Amahora ngamahora bengihlola ngivivinya impilo yami ngifuna ukubona ukuthi kunjani.
Ob es fremde Götter in meinem Leben gäbe.
Testing to see if there are foreign gods in my life.
Ngihlola ngivivinya ukubona ukuthi ngabe bakhona nabanye onkulunkulu bezizwe empilweni yami.
Es war, als wenn die Grammophonnadel in die nächste Rille springen würde, um mir die erschütternde Wahrheit zu sagen.
And it was as if the gramophone went to the next track to give me the truth.
Kwaba sengathi le gramophone iqhubekela noma engomeni elandelayo inginikeza omunye umbiko.
Die sagte auch nicht dich.
And it was also not you.
Nayo futhi ibithi akungabike wena.
Nun gingen mir die Augen auf über die Gefahr, in welcher ich mich befand.
And my eyes were opened to the danger that I found myself in.
Amehlo ami esevulekela ke manje ingozi engazibona ngikuyona.
Ich habe mich doch zum Herrn Jesus bekehrt.
I turned to the Lord.
Mina iphendukele enkosini.
Ich will ihm doch von ganzem Herzen dienen.
I want to follow him with my whole heart.
Mina ifuna ukumlandela ngenhliziyo yami yonke.
Ich kann doch jetzt für andere zum Segen sein.
I can be a blessing to others.
Mina ngingaba yisibusiso kwabanye.
Ja, ich Ich möchte ganz so werden wie Jesus.
Yes, I want to be like Jesus.
Yebo, mina ngifuna ukuba njengoJesu.
Ich stand immer noch auf eigenen Füßen und war dadurch der Götze, den Gott nicht neben sich haben wollte.
I was the one standing on my own feet, and this is the God, that idol that God didn't want.
Bekuyimi obemi phambi kwami, ilokho uNkulunkulu abengafuni.
Das Ich, das Ego, das der Teufel der Eva im Paradies versprochen hat, nämlich zu sein wie Gott.
This ego, and that which the devil promised Eve, that you can be like God.
Lokho kuba yimina ukuzazi, lokho uSathane akuthembisa uEva ukuthi uzoba njengoNkulunkulu.
Das ist der größte Götze, ja, der Feind Gottes.
This is the biggest enemy as an idol to God.
Isitha esikhulu kakhulu lesi kuNkulunkulu esiyisithixo.
Diese Erkenntnis war für mich das Todesurteil über mein eigenes frommes Wirken für den Herrn.
And this which I then could understand was this what God was trying to show me in my life.
Ngase ngiqonda ukuthi yikho lokhu uNkulunkulu abezama ukungikhombisa khona empilweni yami.
Die Bibel nennt es auch ganz klar hier, verflucht ist, wer Fleisch für seinen Arm hält.
And the Bible is clear of it, that we cannot rely on flesh, that strong arm.
IBhayibheli lisho ngokucacile ukuthi asikwazi ukuthemba ingalo yenyama kube yiyona esincika kuyona.
In Reue und Buße konnte ich nur um Gnade flehen und um die Lösung meines Problems bitten.
And in humility I needed to ask and beg the Lord for forgiveness.
Ngokuzithoba kwadinga ukuthi ngicele iNkosi ngiyincenge ngiyixinise ukuba ngithethelele.
Das geschah nun ganz, ganz wunderbar.
And that was wonderful how that happened.
Kwaba isimanga ukuthi lokho kwenzeke kangangani kanjani.
Der Herr zeigte mir, was ist. Ist das Haupt. Wir sind seine Glieder.
He showed me that he is the head and we are just the limbs.
Wangikhombisa ukuthi yena uyinhloko thina singamalungu.
Und er sagt, bleibet in mir und ich in euch. So werdet ihr viele bleibende Frucht bringen.
And he says, stay in me, abide in me, and then you will bear much fruit.
Uthi yena hlalani kimi khona niyothela izithelo eziningi.
Also nicht ich, nur er.
In other words, not I, but him, the Lord.
Ngamanye amazwi, hayi mina, kodwa yena, iNkosi.
Wegen dem allen bin ich mit und in Jesus mitgekreuzigt, mitgestorben, mitbegraben und hab Dank, mein teurer Heiland und Erlöser.
And because of that, I have been crucified together with him, I have died together with him, I have been buried together with him, and risen again, and I praise the Lord because of that, my Savior.
Ngenxa yalokho, ngihluphekile naye, ngahlushwa, ngafa naye, ngabethelwa naye, ngavuka naye, ngenxa yalokho ngiyambonga, ngiyamdumisa, oyiNkosi yami uMsindisi.
Auch mit auferstanden zu einem neuen Leben, nun zu dienen dem lebendigen und wahren Gott.
And that I could be raised together with him to serve him, the living God.
Ukuthi ngikwazi ukuvuswa naye, ukuba ngikwazi ukumkhonza yena uNkulunkulu ophilayo.
Nun, vor einigen Jahren hat mich noch ein Prostatakrebs überfallen.
Now, a few years ago, I got prostate cancer.
Eminyakeni embalwa edlule ngase ngithola umdlavuza.
der mich heute noch plagt.
Which I still am experiencing now, troubling me.
Na manje osangihlupa.
Wir haben Herrn gebeten, dass mich davon heilen würde.
And we prayed that the Lord will heal me of it.
Sathandaza ukuthi inkosi ingilaphe ingiphulukise kuwona.
Aber die Antwort bekam ich durch Philipper 3, Vers 10.
But the answer I got out of Philippians 3, verse 10.
Impendulo engayithola kwabasefiliphi isahluko sesithathu iverse leshumi.
Zu erkennen ihn und die Kraft seiner Auferstehung und die Gemeinschaft seiner Leiden, dass ich seinem Tode ähnlich werde.
That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death.
Ukuze ngimazi yena namandla okuvuka kwakhe nokuhlanganyela enhluphekweni zakhe ngimfuze ngokufa kwakhe.
Das ist nun mein Herzenswunsch, dass Jesus mich bald zu sich nach Hause nimmt.
And it is my heart's desire that the Lord would soon take me home.
Kuyisifiso sami esikhulu ukuthi maduze inkosi ngithathe ingise ekhaya.
Er, der am Ende des Matthäus-Evangeliums gesagt hat, siehe, ich bin bei euch alle Tage bis an der Weltende.
He who said at the end of Matthew that I am with you till the end.
Yena owasho ekupheleni kwencwadi kaMathewu wathi nginani kuze kube sekupheleni komhlaba.
Wenn ich ihn dann sehen darf von Angesicht zu Angesicht, werde ich voll Lob, Preis, Danke sagen.
When I may see him face to face, where I can thank him with praise.
Lapho ngiyokwazi ukumbona ubuso nobuso, ngimbonge, ngimdumise.
Amen.
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 What wonderful words. What wonderful words from a man. We don't know how many days or hours God has still got for him.
Amazwi esimangakanani kwindoda kaNkuluNkulu asazi ukuthi isenesikhathi singakanani nensuku engakanani uNkuluNkulu esasikhulile.
But you who have been here at the mission, who have been in the auditorium, that have seen the benches, the woodwork of the benches, the woodwork of the different houses, the roofs, it is through grace that Uncle Robbie could do most of it. He put a hand to the plow. He never looked back. He worked right to the end. May we learn from it, that we don't get tired. But hold on to our Lord. Thank you very vielen Dank, Onkel Robert. Möge der liebe Gott mit dir sein, dich beschützen, bewahren und segnen.
Siyabonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu Robert wangathi uNkulunkulu angagcina uNkulunkulu akubusise akuphe izinsuku eziningi zokuphila.
God, the next person.
Oh baba komunye olandelayo.
The next father.
Ubaba wethu futhi.
I've got a little bit of his blood.
Nginegazanyana elincane lakhe.
Yeah, he's pure Dutch. I'm not even pure. I'm not even half. I don't know how much Dutch I am. But we've got some relationship somewhere.
UngumDutch. Mina ngisiyena umDutch kodwa yena ungumDutch angazi kanjani kodwa kukhona la sihlangana khona
ukhokho bavela le khona elakubo
our ancestors
so khona ukusihlanganisayo kancane asimdedela ke sitha umyan talk what's on your heart. God bless you.
Well, it's a privilege and a joy to stay here, that I can testify what Uncle Robbie have said. I know him for more than 32 years.
Kuyinhlanhla ukuba la nokuthi ngikwazi ukukhulumela uNkulunkulu nalokho asekukhulumile uAng Robert ngiyamazi sengimazile iminyaka engamashumi amathathu nambili.
And Uncle Robbie, in the 90s, you came to Europe with a Zulu choir.
Uncle Robert wafika le Europe welakithi wafika ne choir yakwaZulu.
You were the bus driver.
Why ngu driver uAng Robert ophambili webus.
And we had a tour through Europe.
Wahamba nayo ikhwaya ezungeza eEurope.
There was late Mama Duba.
Kwakukhona ngisho noMama Duba ongasekho noMama Ntsibande.
Joined the choir.
Bekanye nechoir.
And Auntie Omkhulu was much younger than today.
Antomkhulu wayesemusha kunalokho ayikho manje.
I found a photo.
Oh, wathola isithombe.
And I brought it.
Ngeza naso.
And I brought it by Auntie Omkhulu.
Ngasiletha ngasisa kuAntomkhulu.
I said that was in the 1992-93.
Ngathi lesi sithombe kwakungo 92 noma 93.
And I saw all the Zulu choir members.
Ngabona amalunga choir akhulume akwaZulu.
Some got to come.
Amanye ke uNkulunkulu sawathatha ekhaya ethembekile kwaze kwaba sekugcineni.
And some have left us.
Abanye sebeshiyile.
But we pray for them.
Kodwa ke siyabakhulekela.
We give them to God.
Sibanikele enkosini.
Dear families who are living here on the mission.
Zihlobo mindeni ehlala la emishini.
Did God call you?
Ngabe uNkulunkulu ukubizile na?
Can we testify that with our life?
Singakufakaza lokho ngeimpilo zethu.
We must be careful.
Kumele siqaphele.
That we don't lose that first love, that fire.
Ukuthi singalahlekelwa yilolo thando lokuqala, yilowo mlilo wokuqala.
To stay together.
Ukuba sihlale ndawonye.
As a family in Christ.
Sibe umndeni kuKristu.
International.
Umhlaba wonke.
But one body of Christ.
Kodwa sibe mzimba munye kuKristu.
Ma and I, we went through many challenges.
Sihlanganile nezinselele eziningi.
But we stood together in Christ.
Kodwa sama ndawonye simunye kuKristu.
Mothers, wives, are you staying next to you, man? I speak to you here on the mission.
Makhosikazi ngabe sibasekele ino baba simi eduze kwawena abayeni bethu.
Are you a helpmate?
Ngabe singabasizi
ngeqiniso. Do you lift up the hands from your impossible husband?
Siphakamise izingalo zabayeni bethu ababukeka bebuthaka.
If he look for his socks, he take green socks instead of blue socks. That's the reason why you be my wife to give the right color socks.
My tata masokisi umyeni wakho afuna ukuthatha isokisi athatha isokisi elihlaza njengotshani esikhundleni leso bathatha elihlaza njengesibhakabhaka. Yilokho kufanele umsize ngakho.
That's the reason why God said it's not good that a man is alone.
Yingakho uNkulunkulu athi akukuhle ukuba indoda ihlale yodwa.
Adam didn't have any butterflies.
Adam akabanga nezimvemvane.
Young man, when you see a girl, hey, you like a chocolate soldier, man. You melt.
Wena nsizwa mhlambe mawubona intombi nje usufana ne social ka chocolate uyancibilika.
And you don't have a blue cent on the bank. You don't got a rent on the bank.
Ungenayo nemali ebhange.
You already think, hey, she's going to be my wife.
Usucabanga kodwa ukuthi uzoba inkosikazi wakho.
How is your bank account?
Unayo imali ebhange.
Is there a bola enough?
Ilobola selenele.
Adam fell in deep sleep. That was the first operation in the Garden of Eden.
Adamu wakubano waba uyenoba wahlinzwa kokuqala engadini yase Eden kukhishwa ubambo lwakhe.
God made him in a deep sleep.
uNkulunkulu wamnika ukulala okujulile.
And who introduced Eve to Adam? Listen carefully.
Ubani wethula uEva kuAdam na? Awulalelisise la.
God built Eve.
uNkulunkulu wamenza uEva.
Out of a rib of man.
Emenza ngobambo lwendoda.
And he introduced Eve to Adam.
Wayesemthatha emusa kuAdam.
And he married them.
Wabahlanganisa
wabashada. A godly marriage.
Umshado kaNkulunkulu.
Family.
Mndeni.
Do we have to stand that?
Ngabe thina sizimele lokho na?
That we can reveal to the world.
Ukuba sikuveze lokho emhlabeni.
That we love each other.
Sikhombise ukuthi siyathandana.
Like Christ loved the church.
Njengoba uKristu ethanda ibandla.
Woman, wives, mothers of your children, do you still have the level of revival?
Makhosikazi bomama ngabe sisekulo inlelo zinga lemvuselelo na?
The biblical revival.
The imvuselelo iBhayibheli.
Are we nursed together?
Ngabe lokho sikwazi sikubambisene?
Or do we compromise?
Noma sekukhona ukuzenzisa.
Ask ourselves. Are we still one?
Awuzibuze ngabe sisemunye na?
We got a lot of opposition.
Sinezitha eziningi.
Do we give them food to gossip about us?
Ngabe sibanika ukudla kuba basihlebe na?
Or is it all lies?
Noma konke kungamanga nje.
The Bible said rejoice when they tell lies from you.
Lithi iBhayibheli thokozani uma bekhuluma konke okubi ngani beqabamanga.
Stay firm in Christ.
Mana uqinile kuKristu.
I married my wife through home affairs.
Ngashada nonkosikazi wami kwandaba zabantu.
I was in the world.
Wayesesezweni ke ngaleso sikhathi.
My wife had some, may I say it, Catholicism. You know, she grew up with Catholicism.
Unkosikazi wakhe kumama wakhula yiKatolika.
When we both were on the influence of alcohol, you know what my pearl said? Jan, we must go to God. I said, no, you got me.
Sasi babethi masebe phuzile kathi unkosikazi wakhe ambize ngegama athi fanele sihambe senkulunkulu. Athi yena hayi unami la.
But in our marriage, listen carefully, woman.
Emshadweni wabo ke nokho lalilisani ke kahle bomama.
A man can be win for Christ through the life of the woman, of the wife.
Indoda ingazuzwa impilo yowesifazane unkosikazi wayo.
I was touched when one brother spoke about, sinner, do you love me?
Ngathinteka lapho omunye umfowethu ekhuluma ngokuthi uyangithanda na?
Young, where are you?
Ukuphi na?
Sinner, I love you.
So ngiyakuthanda.
I died for you.
Ngakufela.
To give you life.
Ukuba unikele impilo yakho.
Adam, where are you?
Adam, ukuphi na?
God gave him 3 times an opportunity to fall on his knees and repent.
uNkulunkulu wamnika ikhathe ezintathu ukuba aguqe awe madolweni akhe aphenduke.
Is God able to speak to us?
uNkulunkulu ngabe usakwazi ukukhuluma nathi na?
Where are you?
Ukuphi na?
Are you in your comfort zone?
Noma mhlamba
uyamasela
la ukhona.
Are you still love me?
Ngabe usangithanda na?
Well, God said, Adam, where are you?
uNkulunkulu wathi, Adam, ukuphi na?
His heart was broken.
Yayephukile
inhliziyo yakhe. His image have sinned.
Umfanekiso wakhe wonile.
Adam, where are you?
Ukuphi Adam na?
Instead that he fell on his knees and said, Lord, I have sinned. I was disobedient.
Esikhundleni sokuba awe emadolweni akhe athi uNkulunkulu ngonile.
Then he asked, did you have eaten from the fruit?
Why sembuzo ukuthi usul udlile nemthini na?
A second chance.
Ithuba lesibili.
To fall on your knees and repent.
awe makudolweni aphenduke.
You see what sin do.
We are born ukuthi senzani isono.
He said, the wife you have given me.
Uthi yena ilonkosikazi wanginika yena.
If did you have eaten?
Eva udlile na.
If could fall on her knees.
Kwakufanele awe madolweni aguqa ngamadola akho Eva.
It's me who made my husband sinning.
It's me.
She blamed the snake.
Yeah,
and broke the heart of the living God.
He said,
devil, one day I chop off your head.
I'm going
to bruise your heel. Uncle Robbie spoke about it. But let's read out of God's word. Sorry, but my heart, may I say it, is overjoyed from the precious pearls we have received this past days. I wept. I cried. And I said, Lord, what a privilege that we have still Baba Umfundisi with us. He is here with us. Yes, weak in the body. But he is still an example to be a servant, a leader in Christ.
Well,
I shared with you, I married home affairs. With my wife. And on our wedding day, we both have too much, how you call it? When wine comes in, your knowledge go out. Alcohol harm more in families than drugs. I'm an ex-alcoholic. I still can cry. Forgiven by God. In our marriage. Let's read it. We read 1 Peter, chapter 3. Wives, in the same way, be submissive to your husband, so that if any of them do not believe the words, they may be won without words by the behavior of their wives.
Kanjalo bafazi thobelani amadoda enu ukuze kuthi uma ekhona ngakholwa yizwi azuzwe ngaphandle kwezwi ngenkambo yabafazi bawo.
Submit to your husband, but don't sin with your husband.
Thobela umyeni wakho kodwa ungoni naye.
My wife changed 180 degrees without my permission. She became a Christian.
Umngami waphenduka washintsha ngokupheleleyo ngaphandle kwemvume yami.
I was shocked.
I said,
how you can do that without asking me? I'm your husband.
Ukwenze kanjani lokho ngaphandle kokungibuza mina engumyeni wakho?
She said, husband, I met up with the living God.
Wathi myeni wami ngihlangane noNkulunkulu ophilayo.
I said, I don't want it.
Why say to kuye angimfuni?
I come from the Netherlands.
Ngiqhamuke Netherlands mina.
Holland. And I'm a Dutchman.
Hey,
we got three names. I come from
Holland.
I'm living in the Netherlands.
Netherlands.
And I'm a Dutchman.
Hey,
and the way the Dutch are stingy.
They
turn the euro 10 times before they give it.
But thank
God, my pearl, I call her my pearl, with all humbleness. She set me free.
kodwa ngiyambonga uNkulunkulu ngephalela lami ngimbiza kanjalo uNkosikazi ngithi iphalela wangisiza ngakhululeka
to be stingy
wangikhipha nakuloko
kokubayiqonqe
kodwa noma isenegazi
lamajaji by God's grace
kodwa wasindiswa ngumsa kaNkulunkulu.
Listen, she stopped smoking, she stopped drinking.
Lalela la wayeka ukubhema wahlukana nokuphuza.
Ngoba sino kwasiza abantu.
Waye kwangekho usiza abantu.
We didn't know about it.
Lapho babe khona.
We stayed with a family 6 years in Saudi Arabia where I had to work dredging civil engineering waterworks.
Bahlala eSaudi Arabia iminyaka yesithupha lapha kubaba ayisebenza khona.
She only got the Bible.
Umka umama wayine Bible
kuphela. No church.
Kungekho sonto la sonta
khona. You were not allowed to be active as a Christian.
Ngoba njengomKristu awungavunyelwa ukuthi uphumele
obani. That was in 1978.
Kwango 1978.
6 years she had God's word with her.
Iminyaka isithupha enezwi nje likaNkulunkulu.
While I was at work, she read the Bible.
Lapho ubaba esemsebenzini umama uyifundela iBhayibheli.
She was the only woman when I came from work. Waiting by the gate, the other women were busy swimming, playing tennis, I don't know what.
Uyena yedwa nje wayehlukile mayibuya emsebenzini efike sangwena abanye besifazane bayidlalela itennis benza lokhu yanalokhu.
And when we have a party,
mabe ne nomcimbo thize bene party.
She was drinking orange juice, boring.
Waye phuza yena ujuice wama orange into engasho lutho.
I took 1, 2, 3 I know alcohol.
Yena ke iphuzela ugologo.
And when I was on, I mean when I was on the influence of
mayese mnandi ke ngenxa ka gologo.
I said, Frauchi,
I think Nkosikazi,
we now having holiday.
Sesiye holiday ni ke manje.
And listen to the music.
Silalela umculo.
Come dance with me.
Oza siyo dance.
She teach me how to dance.
Empeleni uyo wangifundisa ukudansa.
She stopped dancing.
Wakuyeka ukudansa sephendukile.
I found it boring.
Hey wakubona kuyinto
I said, now you dance with me.
Wathi kubaba dansa nami manje.
I was in another spirit.
Ngoba phela wayesemnandi
ngale. And she pray in her heart. Lord, when I say no to my husband, I know him. Well, he gonna make quite an interesting issue of it.
Wa thandaza enhlizweni yakhe ethi awu ngiyazi myeni wami ukuthi uzothini ke masekwenza kanje.
Woman, you can win your husband. Submit.
Nawe mama thoba thobela umyeni wakho.
She said, husband, I gonna dance for you.
Wathi mama kulungile myeni wami ngizodansa nawe.
I thought, hey, victory.
Wasebonaka ubaba ukuthi awunganqoba.
We were on the dancing floor.
Belapho ke sheshalazini lokudansa.
And start dancing.
Baqala badansa.
Can you believe it, brethren? She was dancing as a piece of wood, a plank.
Awucabange nje ke wena okwaziyo owakubona ukudansa wabantu bedansa sheshalazini. Yena wawungathi nje ngidansa neplangwe uqobolwalo ukhuni.
And when you dance with a plank, eh, it's boring, stiff.
Yabona mawudansa neplangwe into eqondile nje ethule eqinile ethe ngqi into enganyakazi nje.
Sisibaba let me.
Engibuka.
I said, let's sit. Let's sit.
Wathi akulungile.
Thank you, husband.
Athi ngiyabonga myeni wami.
She was submissive.
Why ethoba engithobe?
According to God's wisdom. It's not a system, it's not a law, it's the living spirit.
Ngumoya ophilayo kaNkuluNkulu akusikho nje ukuthi umoyo ofileyo.
I see the time. In heaven we don't have limited on time. We can have conversation. Well, thank you. Yeah. All right. Well, 6 years later.
Eminyaka esithupha emva kwalokho.
We were in the Netherlands.
She said in the Netherlands.
And I gave her the permission. You can pray with the children, but not too long.
Ngamnika imvume ukuthi ahamba akhuleke nabantwana kodwa angakhuleki isikhathi eside.
We brought up three boys.
Si nabafana abathathu.
I have hurt my children.
Ngiba ngihlulekile kubantwana bami.
I have asked forgiveness.
Ngicelile nokuthi
intethelelo. When I met up with the living God.
Lapho sengihlangana noNkulunkulu
ophilayo. There was no cause abantu.
Kwakungekho usiza abantu la engangikho.
I saw my sins.
Ngisezonweni zami.
And I cried.
Ngakhala.
Lord, I'm a sinner. I need you.
Ngathi Nkosi ngiyisoni ngiyakudinga.
Come in my life.
Woza ngena empilweni yami.
I was 39.
Ngaleyo sosikhathwa eneminyaka engamashumi
amathathu
nesiyagalolunye. Manje
ngisuma
esikhombisa nesikhombisa ngomusa.
That we stay faithful.
Wahlala unkosikazi wami ngokuthembeka.
And when we had an issue with our boys.
Noma sibe nenselelo ngabafana bethu.
She stood next to me, firm.
Wameduze kwami eqinile.
One. The children watch you, mothers. If they found a gap, they abuse it.
Qaphelani bomama. Ingane uma zike zabona isikhala phakathi kweningi abazali ziyasebenzisa.
Till today.
Kuze kube namhlanje.
That's the secret. Submit to your husband.
Imfihlo ke enkulu leyo.
That you win your husband. That you win your husband.
Ukuze umzuze.
Man, love your wife.
Madoda thandana umkenu.
Like Christ loved the church.
Njengoba uKristu ethanda ibandla.
It's Woman Day today, I think. Woman Day.
Namhlanje ngicabanga ukuthi ya namhlanje usuku lwabesifazane.
I'm not against a woman rights, don't mistake.
Angimelene namalungelo abesifazane.
We're not allowed to beat our wife.
Asivunyele ukuthi sishaye amakhosikazi.
Or to hurt her.
Ukumbalimaza.
But listen.
God
make Adam and Eve and not Adam and Steve.
UNkulunkulu wadala uAdam noEva, hayi uAdam noSteve.
Well, I see the time is gone.
Now, Kogis Kaitis is Hambi.
Umyan, thank you very, very much.
Well,
ngiyabonga kakhulu, Umyan.
You've been an example, an encouragement to us all.
Ube isibonelo wasikhuthaza nathi sonke.
What we see the Lord has done through your life.
Lokho sikubona inkosi kwenzile empilweni yakho.
Fire for the Lord.
Nokuvushisakela kwakhe inkosi.
May it encourage many.
Sengathi kungakhuthaza abaningi.
Thank you for you and your wife.
Siyabonga ngawe nomngako.
You left your homeland to come.
Washiya izwe lakini.
And you're a blessing and a help to many.
Uyisibusiso nosizo kwabaningi.
You pray.
Shall we pray?
Astandazen.
Lord, thank you that we came in contact with the revival in 1987.
Siyabonga Nkosi ukuthi sakwazi ukuxhumana nemvuselelo ngo-1987.
And there it changed our Christian life.
Kwashintsha impilo yethu yobuKristu.
You reveal that sin separates us from the living God.
Wavala isikhala leso esase kwakukhona lokho kwakusihlukanisa noNkulunkulu ophilayo.
And Lord, thank you have kept us till today.
Siyabonga Nkosi ukuthi usigcinile kuze kube manje.
And Lord, that you have give a help made to us.
Nokuthi usinikile abasizi.
Thank you for that wonderful gift.
Siyabonga ngalesi sipho esimangazayo.
That women are special.
Abesifazane bangabantu abakhethekileyo.
And can be a part of the family.
Futhi nokuthi bangaba ingxenye yomndeni.
To glorify your name.
Ukukhazimulisa igama lakho.
We give you the honor and glory.
Sikunika udumo nenkazimulo.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Good. Thank you very, very much. We appreciate. You know what? I can sit listen for hours to Umyan.
Siyabonga kakhulu impela umuntu angahlala ama-hour ngama-hour.
It's wonderful if God does something for a person. Thank you very much. This evening, we'll see you at 7 o'clock, Lord willing.
Siyabonga kakhulu, sohlangana ngehora lesikhombisa ntambama.